Recorded live from Stockton, California, this is Jammin' with the Best.
Did you guys hear that voice?
You might hear it again.
That voice is back for episode 104.
It's a big
104.
Number.
Crash.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
You're still in our...
I'm still here.
People hear you every week.
Yeah. I never thought about that.
Yeah, I've been off you for a little bit every week.
I've been off in La La Land.
It's not so bad.
That's all right.
It's been great.
Yeah.
It's been great.
You got Crash back. For those who have been listening since the beginning, you know him well. For new listeners, he's the voice of our intro.
How the fuck are you guys?
What's the last episode number?
I don't know the number. I should have looked that up. It's the one with Steve Dodge.
That was the last one?
I think.
And then, like, consistently, I wonder. Like, 50s, maybe? 40s? Oh,
maybe.
Gosh. That was a long time ago.
It's been a minute.
We
went through our own hiatus, too.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I feel like it was about a year that we maybe only dropped 3 or 4 podcasts.
Episode 75 with Steve Dodge.
Okay.
That whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
Screwed a lot of shit up.
Yeah. This was just a minor casualty.
Yes.
But it
it's back. Oh, everything's
Austin
back.
From Morgan Territory. Should I answer this?
Oh, sweet. Is
yeah.
Here?
We can, yeah. If it takes too long, here? We can cut it off. But
let me
not...
Bluetooth it in.
Ooh, fucking A. Yeah, you got Austin. Fucking A. I haven't talked to Austin in a
Hold
while.
Hold up 1 second, Austin.
Yeah. You wait.
Yeah, sweet.
I had a feeling this might happen.
Everybody.
You might need to
put
the
surprise guest for me. Hi.
It should be
you might
the
need to turn it up, the Bluetooth one.
Stanley on the.
It's a Bluetooth. It's
Austin.
A Bluetooth.
Austin, you there?
What's up,
hey, buddy.
There he is. Hey.
Hey, you're. We just hopped on the podcast, so you're.
Yeah.
On. We're not live, but you are in.
Yeah, and we're not editing it.
That's awesome. Well, it's great to hear from you guys.
Yeah,
likewise, dude.
I have the rest of the guys. I haven't gotten a hold of Steve yet. Altamari. I'm gonna shoot him another call here in a few minutes.
Oh, we got it.
But everybody else is contacted, on pace to be there between 10:30 and 11 tomorrow.
Yeah,
you guys can show up whenever you want. You know, as far as I know, you wanted to kind of get some photos in, and obviously we'll sample some beers.
Oh, nice. Wait.
Oh, we're good at that.
I need to clear my schedule for tomorrow.
Yeah.
You do.
Let me check.
You can be our ride, Crash.
Yeah, that's probably not the safest thing to do.
The driver.
So what can you tell us about the beer? What's set in stone now? I know you guys had a meeting yesterday.
So what's kind of cool about it is it almost kind of falls under this category of a San Diego IPA as far as the yeast that we're using. It's just right. gonna be that
Charger fan likes that.
in between a light IPA pale ale ABV, but more of an IPA hop end to it, if that makes sense.
So you're gonna want to drink a lot of them.
Yeah, that's kind of the game plan.
That sounds like my perfect beer.
So it's kind of interesting because the boil hop aspect of the beer is more similar to a pale ale, but the dry hop is more similar to an IPA. That kind of thing.
Oh, nice.
So
damn, I can't wait to taste it.
It's a hell of a description. Yeah.
So,
and we're still in communication with Jacob just on exactly what hop he's going to throw in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're going to bring up a little bit of hops, and we're going to mix in some of our hops and just get dirty with it, you know?
Hell I'm going to need a keg of this just for personal consumption.
So run us through the timeline. Tomorrow's going to be 4:20. The event is basically 5:20. So what is the process of brewing this beer like?
Well, I mean, your typical West Coast IPA is this thing is brewed, put it this way, it's brewed to be processed a week of / prior to the event. You know, it's brewed in a kind of a just-in-time basis. Nothing to worry about or anything. It's nothing, not a beer that's necessarily prone or has a risk of running late or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole concept is you guys get this beer when it's, just born.
Yummy.
And
yeah.
Because typically it's a three-week process, three and a half weeks. Your West Coast IPAs take just a tad bit longer, just for the clarity process. you know, as you can imagine, a hazy beer, you're really not concerned with that. You pretty much run it through a centrifuge and let it chill out for a couple hours and it's ready to go.
Interesting. Whereas, so that might be part of the hazy trend too, is it's just a little less labor, a little less time turnaround.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. No, you can pump them out just a tad bit quicker. Whereas, you know, West Coast beer, you're trying to get it as right as possible.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of the nuts and the bolts of it. You know, tomorrow we're only doing part of the hopping process. You know, some of these hops that Blaker's contributing may not even go in to what we're doing tomorrow. Nobody will know the difference. I mean, as far as like photo ops and stuff, it's just hops going into the boil. But where the hopping gets interesting in this particular beer is more than dry hopping. Nice. Yeah, and that's where, you know, like they had one of the things I thought was interesting. They had some Andorina, which might be kind of fun to play with. And they had a couple varieties that we don't have. So I'm waiting to hear back from our brewer, Craig, to see what he was curious about and kind of what his game plan is. And then I'll follow up with Jacob tonight and he'll bring up his stuff.
Sweet.
Heck yeah.
Well, we'll plan on seeing.
Like, long answer to your question, you know, we'll finish the day tomorrow with the hop addition and the boil. Yeah, you know, that's kind of like the last little process, you know, before we're just whirlpooling it and transferring it into a tank. And from there, you got, you know, 3 to 3.5 weeks before you have your own beer.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yay.
So excited.
And the label is the big thing, you know, that. We'll pass that label on to our print company, which is in the Bay Area. So it's super easy for us to acquire that label. It shrinks down the logistics time by like 100%. You know, it's great. Because they're right. Craig, he lives in Livermore. So Craig can just swing over there and pick them up as soon as they're printed.
Nice.
But they still, you know, even if you got a label that's done, set, ready to go, you're at least a week and a half out usually from getting them through the printers.
All right, Pirate Nate.
Yeah, you're on.
So, I don't know. How's the artwork looking?
That's great.
He's aware of it, and he got all the logos that he needs from the three breweries. And, you know, obviously you sent along the template essentially in a sample. So he's got everything, dude. He's got like 15 things I think he's working on before the event. He did a stamp for the event. So he's got his hands full, but... I know it's on his list, and now I'll certainly be nudging him. I'm just going to send him this clip.
You guys could keep it super easy too. I mean, that when you guys did that last tournament, that cool that water can thing you guys gave me, that had the, you know, that kind of like spaceship thing on it.
Yep,
like just like that on a black can would look freaking awesome.
Oh, I mean, it definitely would. Definitely would. I mean, agree with that.
Like, you could have that as like a backup plan too. Like, if this guy is super busy, just say, hey. We just need to dumb this down a little bit.
We got to name it still.
Yeah, we do need to name the beer still. I know it'll be like
Basket
the
OTB and One, man. Beer.
Basket and One.
Frisbeer.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, you guys definitely do. You guys do got to come up with a fun name. I mean, you guys, it'd be pretty sad if this had a boring name considering who you guys are. So.
Yeah, 100%.
So get to work.
All right. All right, hey, fucking let us get to work, bud.
No, so tomorrow, back to that, you kind of tell me if you need to get there earlier or how you want to play it out. But I know Jacob's going to be there from like 11 to 2 because he's got a beer release at his spot too.
I was thinking of coming tonight and camping in line.
Dude, that'd be awesome. You get to see that all of us running like fucking rabbits in the morning.
Yeah.
Need more coffee.
Shake off all the beer from the night before. Yeah, no,
way we can act like we're relaxed when you guys are there. You know?
I think we'll end up probably rolling the same like 11 to 2 schedule.
Okay, cool. Super. Well, can't wait to see you guys. We'll definitely do a little tasting, a little drinking. If you guys want to plan some lunch, I'll grab you guys some lunch too, and we can talk about that tomorrow, just based on what everybody's feeling. I mean, we got Indian pizza, we got sandwiches, we got all kinds of stuff in town.
Indian pizza sounds bomb.
The Indian pizza is really good.
Yeah, I'm in on that for sure.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Look forward to seeing you all tomorrow. Are you coming, Crash, or are you just playing?
I could be there for a portion.
Could be there. I want to commit.
That's a time commitment. 11 to 2.
You're such a convincer. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's 420 tomorrow, don't you know? There's another, there was another collaboration.
You have like a 420 golf tournament going on or something?
No, no, no. But there's a collaboration going on. Were you part of that over at, I know it was Blaker and Highwater over at the 420 beer, whatever they're doing. Were you part of that too?
I don't know. I don't think
so. Oh, you weren't? Okay.
I could have been absent.
No, this is the first time that all three of them are collaborating.
This is the first
time.
Okay, so yeah. I think it was just, I think that one's Blaker and Highwater. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They did it last year, too.
Okay, so yeah, they're debuting that in the evening, afternoon, evening.
I think so, this is the beer we've had in heaven.
You know, no, I plan on, I was planning on one thing all day, but now it looks like I'm drinking all day.
That wasn't your plan?
Can I just do both? I guess I could do both.
Pills. Take charcoal pills. I did that on my last hard tour.
Yeah.
And drinking Nom. And man, it sure did help. I felt like a million bucks.
Oh my gosh. Charcoal pills. I'm going to try that. Charcoal. I'm going to need those like twice a day. I need those like twice a day. We're in the spring now.
Just 2 days.
It's tough.
Oh,
it's
man.
Tough. It's tough.
Crash getting ready for the beer Olympics.
Oh my guys, God. Well, it's beer festival this weekend.
I'm going to log out on you and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Sweet. Thank you, Austin. Awesome.
Love you, brother.
Cheers, guys. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye.
So, beer festival, I believe, in Boonville is this weekend, and I've never been.
Oh,
that's the Brewers one, right?
Yeah.
How many breweries do they get?
I don't know, a lot. I wonder that's if Austin's going.
That's one. Someone maybe.
Yeah, somebody from Oregon Territory, I would imagine.
Ask him tomorrow.
Boonfling goes up for registration. Opens tomorrow.
That it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
That it does. I will not sign up.
Will not play.
I will go.
We're putting offers in on bands, so that's really exciting. And
is there like a website you go to, or do you just like boomfling.com?
You can. Oh, you mean to get bands?
Yeah.
I ask a few promoters that I know, one out of Sacramento, and then I also ask bands that I know.
Makes sense.
So, Sukiana, for the names, yeah. I don't know. Always, and I apologize to him, but I always forget his name.
It is an interesting industry.
I want to get it right, so I'm going to look it up. And of course, it won't.
Yeah, how do you find bands?
So ask other band members. Like they've been to the
friends of friends
to the festival, so they know.
But I guess outside of like word of mouth, which seems like you know the default and the obvious.
There's services you can subscribe to get access to deeper records of bands and who their agents and marketing. But anymore, I mean, if you have a target band, then you look at where they play and then you look at who plays with them. And then you know, because the festivals are a great example. Of course, Boomfling, we're kind of in that High Sierra, and that's what I've always loved. So that's
sure.
But that it's got a wide, you know, wide variety of music from New Orleans funk to bluegrass to just your jam bands and, you know, not really country, but rock and not rock really.
But like Roy Rogers last year.
Roy Rogers.
Yeah, Roy Rogers. Well, that was just an opportunity. Mm-hmm. How the hell he came up? Oh, from Dan, from Big Dan. And,
Boonville. Riker.
Well, no, yeah, Dan Riker. He was over, he works for the Cloverdale. They do their Friday Night Live, and man, their lineup is exactly what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, I can't remember who's there that weekend. But that would be great to have. But it's a certain point you don't want to keep doing that. They have them Friday, and we have
because you want a local draw too.
Yeah, but we're looking at quite a few somewhat local bands. Another one, it's like Seattle. And then just seeing who's touring. That's where I talk to the other promoters. Who's touring? They can play Sacramento Friday, Boonville on Saturday, and vice versa. So we could technically, if he's got something that works for both of us, they can play, you know, Friday here, Saturday there, and then back. So two bands just play both places, which would work.
Yeah.
But so far, it hasn't come.
We
haven't seen anything that works.
What's the budget for something like that?
Need I say?
I'm just curious.
So you're like anywhere, you know, for a headline, for what I'm looking at for a headlining band, I wanted in the $4,000 range.
Kind of what I was guessing. I was picturing five.
I always say, you know, three to five. So you definitely, they've got to have a draw for five. They really do. Yeah. We've got to have people coming from more than Ukiah to do that.
It's an interesting we're
getting
to
the budget, but we're also getting to the budget with it and the draw of the disc golfers. And we did the 300 up to open up to 300 players, which basically is sun up to sundown. Somebody's got to get their ass. The old men got to get their asses up and be playing at 6:30 in the morning or something like that. But yeah, whatever, they're up anyways. They've already used the porta potty a couple times.
Barely went to sleep.
That's fine. You're not playing.
No.
Yeah. Nobody cares about you.
But I can't make up names for anybody anymore. We didn't. Yeah,
you could do that. We could still do that.
The night before.
Just got to be a little prepared. Better prepared. Because all the shit's done by then.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a priority. Sometimes it's not.
Last year was not a priority.
No. And that's okay.
No. I don't know why. I'm just like, nah.
So if we were to. So we opened up to 300 players and then 300 guests. Max 300 guests. That's so 600 people camping. That's our.
And what was the breakdown last year of like players to?
Oh, we only had like we only had like 195. We probably had, I'm gonna say 205 players. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's on disc golf scene. 205 players, and I think we only had like 30, 35 guests.
Kind of what I was guessing.
But the guests should be going up now that the music's more consistent. And
sure,
you know, I'm assuming that's what's gonna happen.
It is my favorite tournament of the year. That and NorCal team, which are totally different. One, I care a lot about what my score is, and one I don't. But
NTI is great.
Very fun.
NTI it's going to be. We're gonna throw a hell of a party this year. We've already the food vendors are coming around. The what's her name? Turpin, Turpin something. But turped out tacos or something. Turped out tacos.
Is this Boonfling or NTI? Yes. Turped out tacos.
Turped out tacos are going to be the Boonfling. No, they just turped out dudes making great tacos.
Oh, gotcha.
They were there when we had a meeting out there, and they were really good. And it was like, you guys are perfect for the Boonfling. So
that is an issue there. It's
food.
Yeah, because the brewery doesn't have food.
Nope.
They've got little snacks, and they have plenty of like non-alcoholic beverages. But
Red Hot Jammer Dogs.
I'm sure they got that.
Wieners for days. There'll be food. How late at night? Just depends on how many people show up and
supply and demand, baby.
Stoned and drunk and want to eat.
Yeah.
Me. Yeah. I'm all of those things.
Yeah, no kidding. I eat everything. Yeah.
On a perpetual basis. We're checking some of those boxes.
The boot food's gonna be pretty awesome.
We
got the showers figured out for those that want them over at the fairgrounds. They're doing that again, so people plan, hey, I gotta go and take a shower, and they've got hot water, and they actually have like supplies, like shampoos and
that's
stuff.
Such a good partnership versus bringing in a shower trailer.
Oh god, well, they don't have the water in the valley, so it's pretty crazy that they're allowing us to do that considering it'll take water to do that. But people don't want, it's Boonville. It's a different way of life there, but they don't need dirty ass disc golfers over there. Dirty ass hippie disc golfers.
That's such a fun week, man.
In town, you know, stinking up the place.
That's such a fun week. We go, like, Crash keeps going up. Whatever day we go, he goes up one day earlier. And if we went up Tuesday, he'd go fucking on Monday. But Aaron and I usually go like Wednesday and we'll come back Monday. Wednesday's
the day because I need all that help.
Yep.
Yeah,
it takes a lot.
Lots of help.
Can't look at the stars by yourself, bro. It's too hard. You
can't eat those mushrooms by yourself.
Crash has to delegate to us, that eventually delegates to the next person that shows up on Thursday.
Yes,
but we've got a whole day to like just process that and let it marinate.
Yeah, that was a little weird last year because I literally didn't have anything to do.
Yeah,
everything just happened. I got to play golf, and
so what happens when you bring Tim on, man? He brings Courtney, and
Oh, we're gonna have a hell of a bigger crew.
Good, we have even less to do.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. That makes it so much fun.
Yeah,
it does. We need the not so fucking cool bench back,
dude. So bad.
Mark needs to make one.
Yeah, Mark,
and we could dedicate it to.
I know you can hear this, Mark.
We could dedicate it to the brewery from the Windjammers.
Can he hear us?
And it could be planted.
He's not looking at it. Oh, Mark. He looked. He looked.
He's gotten really good at ignoring us.
Yeah, he's great at ignoring us.
He's been ignoring Crash for decades.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Stanley, too.
No shit. He's in his own little world.
Yeah.
The music in there is crazy in his world.
In Mark's world?
Yeah.
I get in his car and it's like classical music going on. It's nice. It's
relaxing. You should see him dance to the 40s music.
Dude, 40s music.
He could cut a rug.
I bet.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Drive Mark's up in that futuristic talents. Car, too. If you're dancing to 40s music, that's 60s cars. Futuristic.
It's like a turtle trying to cross the road in Frogger.
It's a good style. Dude, we're brewing a beer tomorrow.
Yeah, what the hell?
That's going to be fun.
And we need a name for it, and it's coming up for?
OTB Open.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun. Is that breaking news, or is
we've talked about
it. Or is the music, is the band playing breaking news? Is there just a concert?
Yeah, we don't know what the fuck to name that thing, man.
People know there's going to be a concert at OTB Open.
Oh, I thought it wasn't.
They talked about it at the Corey Wong thing, because they signed him to be the head music director, DGPT. Okay. And they said that he's going to be playing at like two or three events. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be
Corey Wong
curating.
Yeah, and he's going to be curating the music for concerts at another.
Okay, who is he?
He's in apparently he's like one of the best. Like,
Pirate Nate says he's a stud.
Okay,
yeah, Stanley's enough. Giving the big thumbs up.
Yeah,
yeah, like,
but what's he? He's a musician.
Yeah,
and producer or what? Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna look him up right now.
Let's
American guitarist, Grammy nominated. Bassist, nice. Singer, songwriter.
Any band? Sorry, note, Corey. Or what?
Volpeck.
Oh, Volpeck. Volpeck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, or Volpeck.
So people Volpeck. Also ask, did Corey Wong ever play with Prince? That's how good he is.
That
And yes, he has played with Prince.
They've been around.
He recorded a session at Paisley
Festival
Park.
Festival circuit for a little bit.
In Minneapolis.
Sesh.
At
sesh.
Least that's what musicradar.com says.
He did a sesh.
So.
Everybody should stare at Stanley.
Shout out Stanley on Shout the ones and twos Stan over here. Here.
And so what exactly does that mean for like what we'll hear at OTB Open, Crash?
What?
What's roll, that? Roll the tape. No, what does that mean for what we're going to hear at OTB Open? Like he's curating a set. Like what?
Oh, then he's going to do a concert.
No,
and he's coming.
I don't think he's
coming. I would assume. Well, no, he's bringing a band.
They said he's playing at three events.
Yeah,
and okay. Then at other events, he's curating.
So
they the just
oh, he's booking the bands.
Yeah, he's gonna.
Or yeah, he's booking the bands. I would assume he's gonna have a headliner and an opener, and you know, maybe something before that. I would imagine not, given the if you're trying to keep people there like after the last, then you have a warm up set.
Yeah, what night is it? Like Friday, know, Saturday?
And how late you want to keep people there? I would imagine you don't want to keep people there too late. So like 10:30? 10:30?
Yeah, probably.
I wouldn't want to go. I wouldn't want.
What time,
I mean,
it,
but
what time did the round get over last year?
Oh, before sunset.
Yeah, 6:30 maybe?
Yeah.
That seems like it might be late.
Seven.
Well, because the sun goes down. Well, yeah, that's about right.
Late. Yeah.
Yeah. What time's the last tea time? 2?
Probably.
So 6:30.
Them pros take a long time sometimes.
Hey, there's a bunch of controversy about EDGA.
Dude, that was wild.
This is a weird situation all the way around.
Guitar's Child.
Yeah, and
then the pine cones.
Yeah.
What about the pine cones?
The moving thing.
Yeah.
Pine cones.
Which Steve Gans put out an interesting thing, and I think it was Casey White who. People were telling stories that you can like basically lie down on your lie. You don't have to actually lie down.
Do
obviously,
a snow angel.
But yeah, snow angel. That's basically like considered your what could be your stance.
Yeah, correct.
Your not theoretical. Your run up, your so stance. You can clear out anything in that like, you know,
5-6 feet, whatever.
Yeah,
five
it,
by
it's
four,
weird though.
Five
like,
by four.
It's,
so the rule, the three. All the rules says when I read it last, at least when I kept seeing it pop up. Was any
six,
place where
six.
You like a supporting points. And so when I'm thinking supporting point, like when I'm throwing, I'm only have one supporting point on the
Understood.
Ground.
Wow. And I think that's how everyone took it.
Yeah.
But you can stretch it to anywhere where your supporting points could be. So I guess Casey White laid down and was like, oh, this could be my stance. And then he moved anything like in that area. And that is the letter of the law.
Interesting.
But it should, you should be able to move anything like within reason, within your run up.
Yeah. Dude, safety. You know, a James Conrad run up.
Exactly.
Like these players are the reason why we watch and why, and we play. Like it, this is going to extend to other people that don't even, doesn't even have to do with playing or watching.
Yeah.
But like in an AM2 tournament, these people got regular jobs to go to.
Well,
yeah.
Like if you get hurt, you tweak your knee on a stick, then you can't lift boxes for.
So you're saying they set a precedent for this?
Yeah, I think it should be 100%
safety
first.
Correct. But I agree to the point of if I put my foot on my, you know, where I'm supposed to take off, and then I, you know, take a step backwards, that's really all they're expecting you to use, not a full run up.
Why not a full run up though?
Because you have to
if you're gonna start making par fours and par fives, the holes are gonna be,
I get that,
850 foot long par fours, then you got to give people run ups to throw them.
Yeah,
I honestly expect them to change this rule pretty soon. To say that you can clear things
behind your disc, and then in that line.
There's a lot of weird things that happen. People are moving like things that technically fall within the rule, but are pretty major obstacles.
Yeah,
like
such as
Paul moved a big old branch last year.
Dead branch.
Yeah,
big old thing, and it cleared it up.
Yeah, I mean, it is the one where it's like, okay, where does it stop? You know, how far back? If it's 50 feet back, obviously you're not worried about it, but to stretching the rule to, you need to be able to write down sentences that make sense, that people can follow. It's so what can you move? You know, is it, you can move a dead branch. Okay. How big is the branch? Yeah. Like, is it a disc, diameter? Oh, like what can you actually,
we move? Should create our own measurement system. Instead of metrics or US,
The disc.
Everybody's disc been. I think been we fighting need a disc golf measurement.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, disc golf could do that, and it'd be twig sizes.
Sure.
You'd go with gauges.
How far away is it? It's a comet. It's a comet away. Like comet's a little bit wider diameter than like a regular disc. So
yeah, so that's the thing too. Is like people are gonna bag more Zephyrs and Condors because it's the widest diameter we have.
I heard polecats are back.
They never left, baby. They never.
Polecats are a thing.
They're a San Francisco thing for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a weird obsession.
I claim they don't play on real disc golf course. They play on a fairyland, fairy tale land.
I think it is a compliment.
It's a fairy tale land.
There's a lot of pixie dust around there.
Yeah, like some beautiful trees. Like you wander off the fairway a little bit, you might run into like a whole little kingdom over there.
So back to the rules. I was hoping they would make it more vague and controversial because the drama and the controversy is just lovely. It really, my, because I'm old, my Facebook feed really lights up when these things happen.
There were so many posts.
Do we need more PDGA majors?
No. Everyone's still talking about it.
Yeah,
we don't need more PDGA majors. I think four is the number.
Just check it.
But the controversy is amok.
Yeah, it's great.
I think it's because
it's gotten a lot of, it's woken up a lot of trolls.
Yeah.
Because the trolls are strong this week.
So here's my personal take on disc golf social media. Is it took them a long time to kind of catch on in a lot of these social medias. And so I feel like this is like disc golf internet is the same internet as like 2017, 2018. Like mainstream internet.
Just pure troll status.
Pure trolls. Fuck, there's so many trolls.
I love it.
Troll Central.
Yeah. I like love it, and
I enjoy.
I also hate it because sometimes I don't know who's actually trolling.
Yeah,
or not.
No doubt, blurs lines.
Yeah, because some people I'm like, that's. Are you really? I'm not sure if you're trolling or not right now, and
that's half the fun.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I feel piss people off easily.
No doubt,
everybody blocks like so quickly.
I've never people blocked block, anyone.
Neither have I.
Yeah,
and, I only block NFT haven't been blocked,
but I see
scammers.
People.
Yeah, that's fair.
I only block people that tag me in NFT schemes.
That never happens to me on Facebook.
Hey,
on Facebook,
solve this problem and give me an answer. Oh, private message me.
Private message let me get your bank account.
That's great.
Yeah, Take it. There's nothing in there. There's more debt associated to my bank account than assets.
Steal my fucking identity. Please, I dare you.
Please take my debt.
I dare you. You use my identity, you will get caught.
It's not We're looking for Crash. Too sober.
Oh, shit. What's up, boys?
You were labeled today in an email as Karsh.
Karsh. Oh, I go by mid.
It said, hey, Karsh, AA, and DC.
What were they selling to us?
Nothing. They're the ones that want to sponsor us.
What? The CBDBs.
The CBDBs.
What? Yep. You get CBDBs? I'd love it.
Yeah.
So, no shit.
Yeah. I won't say their name, but.
Okay. Yeah, they haven't earned that
yet. They haven't earned it yet. Oh. They gotta, we got to talk still.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Could be any
CBD. That's the company name?
No.
No, okay.
That's CBD. Just what they sell, CBDs. Oh, CBD. CBD creams and things.
CBD.
Anti-aging creams. Can we,
quick, hey, Stanley, go buy the CBDBs website, because that's a great brand name.
CBDBs?
Yes.
Bless you.
Mark, spell you've that? You've got the account, CBDBs, or CBDBs, or CBDBs.
Just buy them all. Put it on Crash's tab.
Credit card's on file. Shit, that was last year at Boom Fling. I was drunk just on Sunday, year? maybe Monday. Monday. I was drunk on Monday, of course.
Also on Sunday.
And maybe on mushrooms. And I sat there and I went, I wonder if boneflea.com is available. It was like $1.99.
Yeah. I don't think there's a lot of demand for that one.
Yes.
But the people who want it, we fucking need it.
Those miners out there are dumb. They could have bought it a long time ago and sold it to me.
Who has OTB.com?
Off-track betting.
I mean, yeah, those people want quite a bit. I think OTB.com wants a lot and Discs.com wants a lot.
Discs.com. Who's got that? Nobody.
I mean, you never know who has it. Correct. Somebody that bought it, essentially speculating that someone else would want it for a lot of money.
OTB.com is for sale.
They both are. Discs.com was a random find, but I think they're both looking for seven figures.
Really?
I don't think I'm giving five. So this conversation's a non-starter.
Oh my gosh. My wife asked if I want chili for dinner. Stephanie, I love you. It's fucking great. I made a tri-tip the other night and made it absolutely perfectly medium rare.
You should, bud. You're like 50 years old. You should know how to fucking cook a tri-tip by now.
40 fucking five.
Oh, you don't look a day over that.
I don't. A day younger than that.
This is the content you guys came here for.
Yeah, Crash may or may not have chili tonight, but he's definitely chili. Excited.
I'm having chili. Who wants to come over in the morning?
I mean, sort of.
I'll drink some more beer. I'm having chili tonight.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Just gonna let it simmer at this point.
In my house.
Just gonna let it simmer. I'm here for it. Buckle up.
Need a whole house fan.
Tommy's leaving after
that. The shit show is back. Bye, Tommy.
Deuces, Tommy. Oh, jeez.
So, Crash, you gonna play the weekly tomorrow?
Nope.
You gonna play disc golf Boone Fling?
If I'm doing, I'm playing the Masters Cup.
Oh, you gonna play before then?
3-disc challenge, baby.
What are you bagging?
Bag a rogue, a squall, and a putter.
Yep. Okay.
Well, putter.
That seems steady. Good, actually. So, what are you gonna do if there's
Matty Bell
something
steady.
Where you need overstable?
There's nothing there that I need overstable.
What if it gets really windy?
I can throw. I'll be fine.
I felt like I was going to die the only time I felt wind at Daylaw.
Yeah. If it's going to be windy, I'll switch out.
If it's going to be windy at Daylaw, I'm not going to go.
I can be fine. My rogue is fine.
Your boy Chris Dickerson rocking that bonsai.
I know. Bonsai!
He's just crushing that thing.
It's great. It's great. I usually have one in my bag, but not at Daylaw.
No, you don't need a ton there.
No.
It's a very demanding course, but it's not demanding in like the amount of discs you need to carry.
For the longer holes where maybe I can't reach, mostly I-5, and coming back from I-5, I can throw rollers.
isn't I-5 a different hold now? Not different, but like, because they changed the layout all crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hole 13 anymore.
But... No.
Yeah, as far as I feel like they still
may have a different pin, though.
They don't play hole 12.
Yeah, it's longer and it's par 4.
They're not playing the kitchen, I believe.
Nope. There are no crossing holes, I'm pretty sure.
Well,
that's sort of needed, right?
Yeah, for sure.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it changes the course a lot.
But it does, yeah. The way I-5 crosses, like, come on.
Yeah, but creates a couple spotters.
It creates major backups still, though.
No, just like a little policeman in the center.
Dude, last year, there's a backup on it every time.
For the pros?
Yeah.
Well, they need to hurry the fuck up.
That's a fact.
Don't let Nico fucking putt in front of you.
So that's an interesting one that I saw a bunch today, too, in the last, like, 48 hours with the caddy thing with Tatar. And then people saying that, you know, they'll call that, but they won't call Nico's thing.
Yeah, Nico's what's up with
has
that?
To be called from a player in the group, I think.
Well, also, I think an official can call it.
I don't know that you they can.
I don't think so. It's player enforced.
Well, rulebook. It is, but when you're in a major like that, you've got to have a chance. You have all these marshals.
I
got
a fucking
marshal. The marshal needs to call that because they do that in PGA. I mean,
agree. It has to be for
every card, though.
Yeah.
If a marshal can call it, it has to do it for every card, not just the top few. Like, that's a rule.
That's a rule, yeah.
You need to have it for every card. And they're not going to have marshals for, you know, 42 groupings going out.
Well, I mean, here's another thing. It's if a player's uncomfortable, then they need to change the rule in that regard. If a player's
we all agree with
well,
this.
What would you do? You say, if it's uncomfortable, you can notify a marshal that can go. If a marshal's notified,
it's then still they someone come on the card. Someone knows.
But then a marshal has to be on every card, or at least available to every
To every card.
I think there should be a marshal on every hole.
Well,
sure. In due time, I think that'll
I just don't think you should have players call other players on this. It creates hostile. We've seen it before.
Yeah,
like we've seen it multiple times.
Weird vibe, bro.
Yeah. and it bothers some rules. Bother some players, and some rules. Don't bother.
I would get in their face and say, you don't like it? Fuck you. No, I wouldn't.
Well, that's why one of Nico's comebacks is always, you don't like it? Get on my card and call me. And it's like, because most of the people talking...
That's a hell of a fucking challenge.
Well, it's rooted in most of the people talking shit aren't
internet
anywhere
hands.
Near as good. You know?
Like, yeah. Well, I'm not.
They're not going to get on a lead card of a local C tier, let alone, you know, the pro tour event.
But that's just saying I'm a different level so I can break the rules.
Yeah, sort of.
Or everybody around me lets me break the rules.
Yeah.
And so it's okay.
Well, it's also, I think that's a form of intimidation also.
Oh, yeah.
Potentially. But like, because other things though. Like if I'm out there and I'm on lead card and I'm, you know, playing in his group, like I just want to be focused on my game. I'm out there, I'm working.
We've seen Nico
play within the fucking rules.
We've seen Nico be spiteful
ridiculous.
When being called for.
Sure.
Whether agreed or not.
It's comical.
But still, he's been kind of an asshole when called in the past.
Well, dude, it's comical what he's doing.
Oh, it's and I don't think he's the worst offender.
It's just ridiculous.
I think Gannon Burr was worse than him at the early part of the year.
At the early part, but he's changed. He's gotten better.
You just haven't seen him.
We just haven't seen him as much.
You don't see him on the cover.
Well, I mean, he shredded Vegas.
Yeah. He's still shredding.
Yeah.
He played great. Top 15.
Sunday at freaking W.R. Jackson was nasty. Not as nasty as Paul's, but I think he shot 13, Cannon.
Mm-hmm. Would have broke the course record. Good.
Yeah.
Hey, who's the Adam Schefter of disc golf? The true Adam Schefter that has all the news.
Nobody.
Nobody?
No. Yeah. The players.
I was looking for a job.
There you go. Do it for a year or two and then find somebody to do it for you.
Looking for a job. All I gotta do is tweet. That's not really like Adam Schefter works pretty hard.
Mark fired me years ago.
Yeah, that was a smart move. Hire Tim. He'll do all of it. A lot less pain in the ass. He'll hire Courtney. And she'll do most of it.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Everybody just stopped listening.
Gotta have things to say, man.
Yeah. That's true.
The 30-second thing is interesting, too. So I wonder what the next evolution of it is. Is it that it extends and you now have 60 seconds? Are there marshals on every card and people are, you know, it's more enforced? Like, what do you think the next step is?
They just went the opposite direction of going long. They didn't make it. It used to be 30 seconds from the time of a distraction.
Yep.
Now it's 30 seconds from the time you approach your lie.
Yep. Distractions don't matter.
Like, distractions don't matter.
I think they go to
they stay at 30.
Go to a ball call format where you actually have to. You have to keep on. It's your course timing. Like, this is how long it takes to play as a foursome or whatever on this course. And every nine, you're checked. If you're above or beyond that, then you get warnings and you get
fined.
I
think that's the next evolution.
Each hole plays in this amount of time. And if you're at certain points, they're keeping track of everything now. And same.
Do you find the whole group?
No.
Yes.
No. So
yeah, you actually do.
In golf, what happens is
the whole group gets stroked.
People get warnings in golf. They get warnings. And PGA, they don't stroke you for time at all.
Oh, you mean in PGA tournaments,
they don't stroke you.
People
get warnings, correct. And then after so many warnings, that player starts getting fined.
Interesting. Okay.
So they get put in like a program. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a whole program they need to go into.
It's like driving school.
It's just someone asking them to politely hear you.
Like, hey, you need to learn how to. Can you please hurry up?
It's motivational. It's
write,
like,
that,
you got this.
Write that 100 times on the chalkboard.
Please hurry up.
Oh, shit.
It's like Harry Potter with writing, it's like carving into his hands.
I do wonder. Please hurry up. Like, what is the evolution of that?
I think finding is the best way to do it. And it's hard in disc golf because a lot of players don't make that much money.
Yeah. No, finding it seems.
But if you start being like, hey, dude, like,
here's, give people fucking, give them warnings.
And bro, you know how many warnings Nico's gotten?
I know. And then, I mean, at a certain point,
you have to do something.
Just enforce it because it's comical. Disrespectful.
But the issue is, if he were to get called, he would be a mess on the card rest of the round.
Yeah, but you know what?
And it would affect everyone else in the group.
You know what?
And that is an issue. And it's
that's why people don't want to.
So then they just let it go. So they let it go.
That's exactly what happens.
Which affects everybody as well.
Yes.
So either way,
it's on Nico.
You got to deal with the problem or not.
But, like, from what I remember seeing, I think it was on when he was on the GK Skins, is like, I think he gets so in the zone that, like, time is kind of
doesn't matter though.
No, I'm not saying that it doesn't matter. But, like, oh, it's on him to, you know, be quicker or whatever. And I think he's just getting focused and obviously takes longer than most.
So here's my thing. But me and Sammy talked about this yesterday.
Professional.
You know when Paul missed that putt and it rolls and he walks back and he just smashes it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nico could never do that.
No.
I mean, maybe he could, maybe he couldn't. But, like,
he could do it in practice.
It's a different mindset for sure.
It, like, is. But as a professional, you're expected to adhere to a certain level of professionalism. And that means...
Yeah.
Understanding, knowing the rules, practicing the rules, which means he practices that way. So he practices. He's cheating every time he does that. Every time he does that,
he's certainly breaking the rules. Yeah, cheating.
That's cheating. That's breaking the rules.
Breaking the rules is too much time. Yeah, I mean, taking too much time.
You're taking too much fucking time. Nobody else takes that much time. Why do you need that much time? You don't. It's proven because I don't see him winning a lot. He wins a few times every once in a while. He's still really good. But nobody else needs that much time. Why are you special?
If he did put it faster.
Why are you special?
Better if he put it faster, personally.
Yes, I think so too.
But this, something needs to change.
Correct.
It's awful to watch.
It's horrible.
It's so bad to watch.
I would imagine the next evolution is going to be that for the Pro Tour, there is some sort of marshal on every hole or every card.
That would be great. One on every hole it would be the best because then they own that hole. They know the rules.
Yeah, you only need 18.
Well, here's the 30, deal.
Yeah.
Here's
whatever.
Well, you already have you already have people that are doing flags and that kind of stuff. The marshal could be the guy can do OB as well.
Yeah, now they're
because they just need to be
a certified
on the hole.
Official.
They just need to be on the hole. Somebody on the hole doing something.
And I feel like maybe on some of these holes there might need to be two,
maybe
three.
Yeah, I mean, if they're par fives, you probably need to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the one can maybe float, you know, back and forth. and well, called upon when needed from the tee off versus,
you know,
the punt.
Really your official is fairway and green is where they need to be. You don't have really any issues with the,
you a little bit. I mean, what's his face?
But here's the thing. They're not there to see everything. Yeah. They're to be called upon to make a ruling.
Yeah. Well, Babcock was taking a long time on the tee box.
He did take some time. It was interesting to get to know his game, though.
He's good.
Yeah.
The guy's ripped. He might be bigger than Ezra.
Yeah, it was.
You can have a Marshall fucking in every group.
Chin
dude,
on him,
he's
dude.
Like his legs were jacked.
Yeah.
What if you're what if your scorekeeper's your fucking Marshall?
No. Again, they don't even get scorekeepers for every card.
Well, no, but
so that, and also you would take way too many people. Have to,
you're right. Every hole
is the best.
So many volunteers. So many.
Like, you already figured this out.
One for real.
You've got at this point to run an event. You need now 60 volunteers a day.
Oh no, you need about 230 a day.
Yeah.
One, like well, you know, you're gonna need 600 like a day happened. When it becomes bigger and bigger.
How many? The vault, dude.
That's for a pro tour event, and you know, dude, or a major.
So PGA events. People pay to be volunteers.
Yes, we're not there correct. Yet.
No, agreed, yeah. But
they pay. They pay, and they get a swag bag worth way more than they paid.
Oh, they'll fucking pay for it.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
Hey, go A's. Green collar, baby.
Hey, they're doing all right. That is a great beer. Oh, you got one more of those in there?
Yeah.
I'll take
one.
I do.
How many you got in there, bud?
A little Altamont. I don't have one for you.
I figured as much.
I'll share some with you.
Let me take a piss, pound this, and we'll fucking get right back to that.
All right, we're taking a break. For a tailgate.
Hey, how was opening day?
Oh yeah, my god, it was so much fun. Easy to get in, easy to get out because there was nobody there. No,
it was like a Chargers game.
yeah.
I wish that was.
A's are so good.
No, there were no Raider. Well, there were a lot of Raider fans at the A's game. So there were. There were just like a Charger game. Just like a Charger game. It was great. It was beautiful weather. We tailgated. Russ made some.
The Coliseum
had
is
some
the
pork butt from
best
the
best place to tailgate.
Before. Oh, tell you what,
I love tailgating.
Yeah, it is. It's the yeah.
There's if
last
the,
great
the
tailgate.
A's need a new stadium badly.
Places
badly.
Yeah,
but when they move, I will miss it so
fucking
much.
Tailgate. They got to have the tailgate.
I have so many great Oakland's memories from the Coliseum.
Why can't you just demo it and rebuild it there?
That was one of the ideas.
You can,
but yeah. That's.
That's not
what the corporate people want that are going to be funding a lot of it.
What do they want?
No, they want
Jack London Square.
Oh no, they want
and
prime
that's going to happen.
Jack London Square is dope too, though.
They want prime. They want prime time waterfront. I mean,
yeah, and I think value. I'm like,
yeah, fucking bring it, dude. Yeah, I'm right? All for that.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter that you have BART and an airport and nah, you have an area that can pretty much be demolished and built up.
It's
whatever
closer than it's
somebody
ever been.
Yeah, right.
It's closer than it's ever been to happening, though. New Oakland City.
Yeah, yeah. I still think they'll end up in Vegas at this point.
I thought you were, yeah.
But
I thought
they
you were
are pushing.
Say
they're farther.
So. Oh, I'm not. I'm.
I know you don't want them to
no,
move.
No, I thought they were going to move a year ago, and now I do not think they are going to move.
You think because they got the
I think every
review
the environmental review passed. Oakland passed the budget.
Let's see what the like, let's see what the lawsuits hold. You know.
Yeah, I mean, so everything right now is like. Trending towards like closer and closer to it happening. Like it's not for sure, not really close yet, but
yeah, no, it's not even. We're probably at least like, a year, if not two.
If I'm an Oakland A's fan, which I am, and I want them to stay in Oakland, then I'm happier now than I've been in 5 years.
Where are
that's good. Yes, that's a good answer.
Where are the Warriors?
Good answer.
The Warriors are in San Francisco.
That's what I thought. So they're in
already.
San Francisco.
Yeah, Falcon. Dude, yeah. How crazy was that? We were going.
Where's
to,
that stadium?
What's that? Right down, just south of the ballpark.
Yeah, right, pretty close to it.
Okay,
yeah, just south, like a couple blocks, couple city blocks.
Of Candlestick?
No,
the new ballpark
of Pac Bell.
AT&T.
The Giant Stadium.
Yeah. No,
Candlestick
almost
Point.
Santa Clara. I'm like, no.
Candlestick Point is now condos and a whole neighborhood.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's fully built out yet.
Dude, that'd be cool as shit to live there.
Right? No, it'd be cold as shit.
I don't care.
It'd be fucking cold.
That so view cold. And just knowing what happened
hey,
there.
Hey, I live on the 50-yard line. Dude, where the 50-yard line was.
I'm in with a view.
It's like Yankee Stadium.
Close so to McDonald's.
They tore down Yankee Stadium and built it next door. And I'm pretty sure there are stores and houses like, next door to it.
Tower or something.
Yeah. And like you'd be like, hey, dude, where you live?
This Foot Locker is where Babe Ruth used to stand.
Yeah, just go to where Babe Ruth pointed out.
Yeah.
Center field.
Yeah, that's my fridge.
That's my fridge, bro. I'm like 40 feet above it, but. Still my fridge.
Dude, Babe Ruth would be stoked if that was a fridge. Where he stood. Like, where's the humidor?
Damn. Is Babe Ruth just AJ Hawk now?
Yeah, I don't think he drinks that much. I don't think that's AJ true. Drinks
AJ
that
don't
much.
Drink that much.
Who?
AJ Hawk.
Who the former
Packer linebacker and Ohio State legend.
All-time leading tackler at God fucking whatever his high school is. It's a big deal.
But he likes to drink, eh?
No, he doesn't. But he smokes smoke a shit.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, smokes cigars. He's on the Pat McAfee show.
Ah, I was like, where the fuck did this come from?
We watched the Pat McAfee show a lot. Okay, it's pretty funny.
Gotcha. That is a good
great show. You'd like you and Pat McAfee got a little bit of similarities.
The fuck, I'd arm wrestle him.
We gotta hit up Zito again. try to make it happen. It's a 0.001% chance.
Hey, but if we keep pounding,
he's a disc golfer, isn't he?
Maybe next year.
Yeah,
isn't he a disc golfer?
They've definitely Zito is the guy we're talking about, gotcha, and he's like a producer. Like I don't know his title, but I think he's like a producer.
They've got basically like 8 people probably on their show, and he's one of them. I think 2 or 3 of them probably golf. But they've done some like bits basically where they throw around in the
office. DGA sent out a basket.
Oh, we'll see.
Via us.
Yeah.
Nice. I think we paid for it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So shout out those guys.
Hey, boom.
Basically do a 3-hour sports like daily news show high as fuck every day.
Oh, yeah.
And like 20,000 probably live watching every day on YouTube.
What was it the other day when the.
Talking about FanDuel gave him millions.
Dude, what's it?
Hundreds?
Didn't he have like 200,000 people watching one episode?
Probably for the Aaron Rodgers.
The Aaron Rodgers announcement. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. He's a cool guy.
Yeah. Random find, but it's been a fun one. I think we started watching that like right at the tail end of the old shop.
Yep.
Dude,
did that replace Rogan?
Honestly, if Rogan was still on YouTube, I might watch more, but
I just stopped watching.
Shit's so politicized now.
There's a lot of drama.
He's got crazy takes. I respect the way
he started actually pushing versus being the interviewer.
Little bit.
Yeah, I got you. I had a feeling that might have.
So to me, it's not even so much that. Cause to me, I've always felt like he panders to whoever he is with. And if he was with a liberal person, he'd pander to the liberal side. And if he was a conservative, he'd pander to that side.
Yeah.
And to me, he just started inviting like only conservative people on.
Oh, that's trouble.
I think there's something to that.
And I was just like, was he
challenging their ideology? Was he trying
not as much
open up? No, he was just.
It's funny for like a UFC.
It's almost like he was buying in.
For like a combative MMA guy,
I understand.
He does like definitely pander to that side. And to some extent, I think it's an okay interview style because I think it gets people to open up. More versus like an argumentative type, but
you have to stay neutral.
I've also just watched a couple things where I'm like, whoa, this is just wild to me.
Yeah,
like to me, the Elon Musk interview wasn't good. It was entertaining because Elon is a fucking crazy person.
Yeah, he's an interesting. Yeah,
like he's wild.
Yeah,
so it was like there was entertaining moments purely because of him, but. I don't know.
The way he thinks seems to be very odd. And I think that probably is present in a lot of the like very highly successful.
Well, just, the savants.
Yeah. But the way he thinks is extremely odd.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He sees everything differently than it, you know, like his own vision of everything, it seems.
And dude, he is an internet troll.
Extreme. Yeah.
Like he's 100%.
He's buying Twitter so he can be the ultimate.
Bro, he's 100% internet troll.
It's so funny to watch like what's going on with all that. And then the poison pill, like, oh my God, what a shit show.
I don't know what the poison pill is.
What they're saying, like, where he can't be the chairman, have to appoint a president of the board, not major show. I don't know. There's something about for him to be like take control of it.
Well, he's trying to do
the board has to approve it, not
So
the majority of I don't know.
That's why he stepped down, and then he tried to do the hostile takeover by offering a $44 million bid on the $44 billion bid on the company. Like he's just like fuck it. I want to say whatever the hell I want to say.
He's not going to lay down the equity I have in Tesla to buy. Just fuck it, I'm going to buy you.
It's so crazy
because I want a squawk box.
It's so crazy that you're like, hey, I have an issue with you. I'm going to buy you.
Do you think he'd be like a shortwave guy back in the day?
I don't know what shortwave means.
Shortwave radio.
Still.
It's like going. Being like, yeah. All right,
no, over my head.
Damn it. Yeah. Stanley got it, I'm sure. Or Mark got it.
I don't. Over my head.
Okay.
I'm too young, yeah, I guess. Shortwave.
It's like the old radio. Where
I know a shortwave radio, but I don't know.
Broadcast
like,
from your house.
Yeah, we don't understand. Okay.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, like, he would for sure do that. We
broadcast from your house and just talk, telling everybody what you think.
I mean, that's a podcast.
That's what we're doing right now.
This is the shortest wave radio I've ever heard of.
No bullshit, man. We got the fucking, what is that?
We almost fiber have as many
flowing.
We almost have the as many satellites. Episodes as people that watch, listen to us.
We're like beaming through satellites right now.
It felt like it.
We are beaming through like satellites.
It's kind of
not yet. We're not beaming through satellites yet.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah,
we're gonna transport
tonight or tomorrow morning
to your ears. Would you listen to this?
Right? Have some interesting dreams tonight, then. Just beaming, brother.
Beaming.
Yeah.
Just beaming through satellites.
Yeah. What are you doing? Just beaming, brother.
Tonight would be a good stargazing night.
So tomorrow, 4:20.
4:20.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm getting hot. Well, it is 4:20. What are we doing? What are you doing at 4:20?
Getting hot.
We'll be getting weekly. Ready to play the weekly.
Yeah.
Shit, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All those
words. Throwing Frosbies.
I'll see if I can get another pass, but that's highly unlikely.
Well, you're gonna have chili tonight.
I am.
Just have chili for lunch too, then you might get a pass.
Yeah.
Please get out of the house. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so that's what we'll be doing at 4:20. But apparently between 11 and 2, we're going to be brewing some fucking beer, dude. What can we throw in that vat during 4:20 that they may or may not notice that our spot-on palates can tell? So it's a specific strain. It may or may not be in this hoppy pail. They look like hops. You could throw in some buds.
I think it's probably going to be hard to tell. I think it's probably going to be some Mendo breath.
Okay.
Maybe you think so?
Just the Ziploc bag and everything. Don't worry about that.
It's okay.
Can't taste the plastic, I'm sure.
That's supposed to be in there. This might be your first time head brewer, but it's not our first time. You see the camera? We're supposed to be
just a single or just a marriage of many.
Anybody
bring a nug?
I would much rather smoke on my weed.
No, you just throw a nug of a few different.
Ooh, just a kiss.
Just a touch. Ooh, just a kiss.
I'll be the distraction.
Just a little nug.
Yeah, I'll just give it to Jake. Jake will do it.
Well, Jake will do it. Just toss this in. It's like, these are the hops we've got. You show it to the camera, and there's definitely a nugget. It's like, the hops we got. There's a cascade breath, Mendo cascade. It's got a great scent to it.
This is the dankiest hops ever.
It's going to be a very dank beer. Happy 420, folks.
420, friends.
Oh, that's great.
I was going to, man, like, if 4.2 wasn't such a like weak ABV, that'd be one to try to play. That'd be a session pail that you could just
pound.
Can we make 142 point weight?
Like a one-way ticket to Pantan? We're going to drop a dozen of these in this gullet right here.
Oh, my gosh, 4.2.
So a lot of tomorrow at – I got to be on my phone for this.
Good luck.
UFC NFTs, UFC Strike. NFTs drop tomorrow. 4:20. 209 pack. You automatic. You get a Nate Diaz or a Nick Diaz moment in them, along with two other moments.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, and there's 1420 moments.
I will say
everything has to do with 420. God,
that's hilarious.
It's fucking great.
Wow.
Now I'm gonna get one.
How much are they?
I think it might even be $42. I don't even know. It's $40. I remember.
$420.
No, it's like $40.
Yeah, that's a lot.
No, so it's you either get Nick Diaz knocking out Robbie Lawler,
yeah,
or Nate Diaz triangle choking and flexing against nice. Who was that? Not Darren Cruikshank, but like some name like that. Can't remember.
You said it yesterday, and I don't remember. I'm not the biggest UFC fan. I enjoy it, but like that's not something I've ever really dove into. I will say, if you've got $100 to invest that you'd like to see turn into like maybe $50 total, NFTs is not a bad way to downsize your income.
Oh, they're shit. Kind of fun. It's like cards, a lot of them, not all of them.
Sure.
The ones I like, which is NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day.
That's a great way to just like slowly lose 1% a day.
Yeah.
Top Shot is the way to go. If you're worried about inflation and you don't think it's going up fast enough, you don't think your money is like going down in value fast enough, invest in Top Shot and it'll go down a little quicker.
Yep.
I'm new to NFTs. What should I buy?
Everyone's new.
Even though I'm buying some tomorrow just to get a Nick Diaz, so Nate Diaz card.
What about
Johnny McRae's?
What about the crypto? Crypto can stick around for a while.
Maybe.
Did you say crypto Instagram?
All I know is Johnny McRae has an NFT and he's the first touring player to have an NFT.
And how's that working out?
I have no clue. I haven't looked. I don't even haven't seen it. I just
is it going to go up in value just because it's the first?
It's going to go up in value because it's Johnny McRae.
Hey, didn't you guys say you were going to have an NFT like 2 years ago?
We did, and then I got scared.
I don't want to.
I don't either.
I am
terrified of NFT people now. I've been spammed by him so much.
Oh, because it's a big
it's shit show. It is a Ponzi scheme.
You know
Forex. So, you know Forex.
So many Ponzi traits.
What?
Forex. I told Danny about it today.
Yeah, I was not familiar.
It's like I don't even know exactly, but it's like foreign exchange trading.
Oh, God. Okay, gotcha.
And the people that do it, like they post it in their Instagram bios and shit, are like the most relentless Ponzi scheme people I've ever seen in my life.
Slide into my DMs. Why have I not ever seen any of you? Like, I'll block you instantly, but how have I never seen you? Your hustle game is shit.
And now I keep seeing Forex/NFT.
Meet me in Miami.
And I keep seeing Forex/NFT. And I'm getting tagged in all these things.
Oh, dude, it's all spam. I'm tired of this. Spam. And it's like, sure.
I block like 5 people a day on Instagram and Twitter because they're tagging me in this shit.
I'm
I'm done.
Well, and it's
PM me for details.
It's the purest form of a Ponzi scheme. Now.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Like, it's the quickest, most global form of a Ponzi scheme that's ever existed.
Yeah.
Foreign exchange.
It's Forex. I think that's what
let
means.
Me give you a bunch of money to invest.
Yeah.
I want to look at this.
Dude, people, like, educate people. People get pulled into some stupid ass shit. Like, they still fucking click on the shit when you get a text.
People also ask, can you get rich by trading Forex?
People still click on that shit.
There's so many links in texts these days.
Because it works.
I delete it immediately.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
People aren't smart.
Okay, fair enough.
I know, and that's what the scammers are banking on.
About time you guys figure that out.
Kyle be fucking with the scammers, and I love it. Scammers call Kyle's phone, and we instantly play, oh, hey, like, how you going? Like, what's your name? Like, okay. Hold. Let me hold on. I'm gonna pass it to you to my grandpa.
Well, we learned too. Like, don't say that you're passing it to somebody. And so, anytime anyone, we've got, I think, 11 people full time now working at the show.
Oh, no.
And so, if anybody gets a scam call, you answer it. You play nice. You ask questions. Give them a little shit, and then without saying anything, you hand it off to the next guy, and we'll see how many people we can go through, how long we can keep them on. Dude, it's been great.
The one guy, Sappy handed me the phone, and the guy is, motherfucking goddamn, you guys need to fucking get a life, you stupid motherfucking. I'm like, holy.
That's
he's like, you
he's
guys need
get
to get
paid.
Some pussy. I'm like, whoa.
He's not going to get a job.
Basically. Well, you were the eighth person he talked to.
I was like the eighth person he talked to, and barely caught. They transferred over to someone else.
Oh, shit.
Well, it was great, too.
Yeah, somebody's smarter.
We handed him to 3 or 4 people, and he goes, let me transfer you. And I'm like, oh, shit, Duke can play at this game. We've been transferring you all fucking morning, bud.
That's good. When it's really busy at the shop.
They and it all started because Kyle just started answering all the spam calls and fucking with them.
No, dude, he's great. Been doing that for a minute. And then it was like a week or two ago. He's you know, he's got one of them on the hook. Like, he's just reeling him in. He's on the hook for sure. Catfish Dave, just reeling him in. And I'm like, Kyle, are they supposed to be talking to me? And he's like, oh, for sure. Hands it over. And it's like, I talked to him for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 sentences. And then hand him over to Phil. Oh, and like, geez. I think we're on to something, you know. And the game was born.
Oh, my
God. So we've had 4 or 5 different, you know, catches.
Oh, that's
that great. One Aaron's referring to is definitely the longest. We had that guy or multiple humans on for probably 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was like at the end, at that like 19th minute, Sam goes, well, like, so are you going to hang up or am I? Because I don't think I'm hanging up. At this point, you're just pissed and you're cussing at us, but we've got nothing better to do. We're packing orders while we're yelling at you.
And he goes, the guy, he's talking to us. He goes, you guys need to like get a job, blah, blah, blah. And Sam goes, we sell Frisbees on the internet.
Yeah, we have the best job ever, he says.
Oh, that's good shit.
Yeah, he wasn't stoked.
He was not happy.
Moral of the story is answer all of your spam phone calls please mess with them for a while.
No, I can't do that.
I've started answering all of them.
It's pretty funny.
Every once in a while, it's like a half spam call where they go, hey, do you own like this address? Like,
no.
Yeah. And they're like, are you wanting to sell it? And I'm like,
yeah.
Part of me is like, do you want to talk to my grandpa over here? Like, Pappy Kyle, you know, I'd love to hand you to Pappy Kyle. He handles all the finances in this institution. And, you know, the other half is like, they know where I live. Yeah, not interested. Thank you, though.
Oh, that's good stuff.
You have a lovely day spamming people.
Yeah, no shit.
We're going to try to do the same. We're coming over the airwaves.
Yeah. Forcibly into your ears.
Yeah, sorry about that, but also you.
Dude,
you
that's what we should do. We should just put we should have our podcast on the stage after OTB Open one day, like Sean Jack wants us to.
But
also put it on a fucking loudspeaker so the whole fucking park can hear it.
Well, yeah, you can do that because you're gonna have why not have that be the warm up to the concert?
That could just be the concert.
Well,
Corey Wong can just pay us.
Yeah, curate us, bud.
Oh, Jesus.
Just point over to Crash. You want to curate that ass?
Are you going to have Stanley just play the guitar in the background? And that'll be the concert.
I'm chilling and I come curate it.
He's like, I will take one of the four of you. The guy who knows his strings. What's your name? Yeah, no, you're in. The other three fucking knuckleheads. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. You're in too. Come on.
Get out of here, meat. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I do wonder what the best night would be for that. I have no idea how that
or you guys.
Is going to unfold.
For us or you guys?
I have no clue.
It would have to be like the final round of Sunday. So if they're doing the concert Saturday, Friday or Saturday.
I don't want to do it Friday. Sunday.
No, Saturday. It would be Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
And it would be early. It would be like after they're done with the media, then you'd go over and do that. Because I don't think you would attach. I mean, you could attach
it's probably
it to
Saturday.
And be like gates open for the concert and that's on for a little while. And then you go to the opener. So you do it for like, I don't know, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But then you feel like you got to have like, there's a lot of shit with that. You don't want to do that.
I think we're just going to do it on the stage.
No, yeah. And it would have to be, okay, after that last card tees off, then you kind of start setting up the stage. And after the last card comes in, you have, you know,
it should be set for separate
stage. 2, 3, 4 guests lined up and they come on for 10 minutes each.
Hey, Mark, you want to line some guests up again?
Shit. Not your first time, bud.
Mark, come on, Mark. Yeah. Producer. Put on your producer hat.
Who did he tell now?
AJ.
Oh, yeah. AJ. Nope. Avery Jenkins. You cannot come on our podcast.
I know. We had asked. I think we had asked him.
I don't remember.
I think I had asked
him. I think we asked him and he said like, oh, I don't really have time or something.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not sure. And we were, dude, we were so green.
Yeah,
like,
nobody
I don't
knew
blame
who the
him.
Hell we were.
Still fucking green.
Oh, so yeah, green. Look greenest. At everything.
Well, tomorrow's 420. You better feel like
a lot of green in this room. Greenest. There's a lot of grass
little purple.
Everywhere.
A little purple. Purple.
Look at this room. It's all green and a little purple.
Yeah,
it's purple.
True. Freaking out.
Purple. Purple.
So obviously what everybody's doing 420 tomorrow is fucking Purple. Brewing a goddamn beer.
Purple? Yeah, brewing a beer. That's what you do on 420.
Yeah. Everyone knows this.
I agree.
Hey. All right. Love you, bud.
Yep. Love you guys.
Love you, bud.
Yep.
You two outside. Love you even more. I think
there's a third one. There's a Kyle fish out there, too.
Three, four, five people out there?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Bitches. They're multiplying. Last time we were out there, though, not that many humans.
Yeah.